Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touch?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you're fucking retarded.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. And I am your host, Larry Bader, V-A-D-E-R, Larry Bader. How's it going, everyone?
The number you have dialed is...
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Thursday, January 26, 2006. And I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, V-A-D-E-R, Larry Bader. How you doing? And... with me are our two very special hosts.
Sweet mother of God.
That voice sounds that kind of familiar. But I've got
Sweet
extra special Chris
God.
From extraspecial.us. And we've got Big Fatty.
How's it going, guys? F-A-T-T-Y, Big Fatty.
Sweet mother of God. F-A-T-T-Y, Big Fatty.
Someone has had too much ham today.
Somebody's colon is going to explode if that continues.
How's it going, Big Fatty and Extra Special Chris?
Big Fatty had a long day at the coal mine.
I know, you just got home and it's 8 o'clock.
Meow. Ugh.
And you had
a
to spend
lot of mining.
Well, he's busy right now, and he got to spend 2 hours with me in the car today. So,
ooh, was that when you ruined your camera?
It was. Thanks, Big Fatty.
You ruined your
Super.
Camera.
You didn't come back and talk to me after the ruination, but we'll talk about how my camera got ruined in a minute, and how the coal mine needs to buy me a new one. So,
oh Lord, okay, we'll just add it to the list.
Right. So, Chris, what have you been up to? We haven't heard from you in a while on the Little Fatty Cast.
I know. Actually, this is my first time on since the Garage Band.
Wow.
The Garage Band?
No, it's the Banjo Band.
Banjo Band.
Right.
Yes,
but it is the...
I've been, like, kind of lazy this week, actually.
Oh, well, hello.
Well, yeah, and by lazy, you mean you've been to the gym.
Well, actually, I have been really good about that. I've gone every day except for today just because I keep going at night and then I can't sleep. So
that's so he can be buff. And remember, you can't spell buffet without buff.
Correct.
Well, you know what? Before we get any further in this, good Lord, I've stretched my pants out. I know. I was just like fiddling with the waistband and realized I was stretching them all to hell. I do want to say that they are the elastic pants tonight.
Sends the belt.
This is probably the least ruined banjo band show that we've done yet. So I want to hear feedback on how it sounds. We're actually using Skype instead of iChats because that shit got old real quick.
Meow.
And
I don't thanks understand why the iChat sounded so bad.
I thought it sounded well, fine.
No, because like from the like for some reason, like Larry, your voice was coming through. It sounded like it was coming through iChat.
It was.
Like a microphone sound. It was
right. Ooh. No, it was running it through iChat, and then back into GarageBand. So it was compressing it down to go over to the internet, and then that's what we were recording. And there was at the time
okay.
didn't seem to be a
to
way
be
to do that,
stuff.
But I think I figured it all out. Oh Lord!
I'm trying to find the one I was looking for.
Ruined.
Here, let me do it for you, sweet mother of God.
No.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm looking for the danger
loved,
one.
Oh, Lord, look out.
You're going to need to map
when
those
you put it
keys.
In reverse, Big Fatty?
No, that is... that is Big Fatty when the hyper kicks in. Look out.
No, when the fiber kicks in, it's more like...
Oh Lord, you're
it's a little more urgent.
You're
oh Jesus! So what's been going on over at the Extra Special Studios lately?
Well, we've actually managed to get the show posted on time this week, which was pretty good.
Wow. Well, that's only after your guest and John gave you a really hard time about it, but you know,
right? Yes. I'm supposed to have been studying for that certification exam all week, and I haven't really at all.
Great.
So that's not really good, but, you know.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Ruined.
Right.
Did we expect anything other than that?
No, not really. I did get an expense report done today, you know.
That's terrific. How's the cruise card going?
It's super, actually. You know, that made all the difference in that last week of class.
You know, it takes very little to entertain some people.
Well, you know, and by you some know, people, do you mean yourself?
I want you, John, not John, Chris, I want you. By the way, we were very all happy to learn that you and John are boyfriends.
You didn't know that?
Well, it was just officially announced on the Extra Special weekend, blah, blah.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was the first time you two have ever said that.
I don't remember what we said.
You didn't say anything, but you did agree when he called you his boyfriend.
Oh, that's right, because when we were talking about that, the crazy guy at sushi dinner who was talking about his syphilis tests. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And right, not to be confused with me driving the car off the road when you were talking about American Idol, I almost drove the car off the road when I heard John say that because I've never... You know, even I've been around the two of you. I've never even seen you kiss or whatever. So,
Oh gosh. Ugh,
well, I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know. I just know.
You want to know why you didn't see us kiss?
Why?
Because you left the party at midnight on New Year's Eve.
Hello. That one's not going to be forgotten.
I've been trying
He asked.
I'm going to make that up. You just wait.
I knew the answer to that one before he asked.
Ugh. Heinous. I
poor
try to
thing.
Be nice.
Well, you know, he had his own boyfriend to kiss at midnight.
I said never.
But you know, whoever that might be has probably got their their head is probably up in the stratosphere or something.
No, actually, you guys need to check out the next edition of the Other O Show, because that's where Omar is going to tell you about how today he literally rubbed elbows with Megan Mullally from NBC's Will and Grace.
Ooh.
And also shook hands with and spoke with Tina Turner. So
Tina Turner.
And by
yes,
Tina,
ma'am.
You mean...
No, Tina Turner. You know, simply the best.
Very different.
Yes.
Because, you know,
yes.
That whole San Francisco thing got me confused.
I know. You're still probably stressing over the San Francisco Tina. So
fat.
She was... Well, some people using her were a little chunky. But other than that, for the most part, those boys were skinny. Hey, I want to send a special shout-out to someone before we talk about anything important. My friend, we'll just call him The Breeze.
Hey, Breeze.
Is having his 21st birthday this weekend.
Oh, good. Will there be spankings?
I'm not sure. Not by me. But he is going out with some of his friends. So,
I hope they have a gay old time.
I have a feeling they won't, but if there
will
is
there
a gay
be
old time
to be had.
Will
there be any bubble later on? Will there be some drunk knocking at the door or something?
You know,
Lord.
What?
Lord, it sounded like there was a cow at the door there or something.
Well, we are talking about my house, so.
Hello. You got all the damn animals in there.
It's true. Oh, Oh, Lord. Okay. I just realized that you guys are recording in stereo and I'm not, and that's why it looks the way it does. Okay.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
So, ruined. Hey, Chris, guess
what? Oh, Lord.
this is Chris, too much fun.
You will appreciate this. For the very first time, for the very first time in his life today, Big Fatty went to Whole Foods.
Really? First time ever?
With me.
Oh.
No, first time. I've never been to Whole Foods.
Why not?
And I was, you know what the most surprising thing is?
What?
That Whole had a W in front of it.
All this time he thought it was a donut shop. Yeah.
Right.
Too bad you didn't have that sound queued up.
Well, you know,
wait,
oh, Lord, look out.
Oh, watch out.
There we go. Right. Like the crickets.
These well, garage band sounds are very nice.
They're band.
They are.
Oh.
I
band, sorry.
It's confusing, I know.
Me.
No, it's a Big Fatty. What did you think of the Whole Foods, other than the fact that it's spelled with a W?
Well, as we were walking in, there was some guy pushing out a display of wind chimes, which I thought
well, he was
well,
kind of delicious.
Kind of sets the mood,
right?
And then we went in there, and the women were fondling the fresh vegetables. And
but you have to admit that was quite a selection of fresh vegetables.
Oh, it's a beautiful selection.
They really do have the best produce.
It's pricey, but you know.
It's really not, though. I mean.
Oh, whatever.
Well,
anyway, it's
by you've got to, Charleston
you've
standards.
You've got to compare apples to apples, no pun intended. I mean, if
uh-huh,
you compare, like,
well, that makes me
organic
think of
stuff
snack.
To.
Right.
Huh?
Nothing. Apple Man. Snack. Excuse me, a little gassy.
But then we went over to the water section where I went looking for smart water. And, of course, the only thing they had were the gallons of it. And I don't drink. I can't, like, drive down the road sipping on a gallon. So.
Well, you can.
I could. But it'd probably end up mostly on me. So, anyway.
Hello. It's eventually going to end up on you.
So then we walked by the then we walked by the meat case, at which point Big Fatty almost had an orgasm.
My God,
about to say the, that's like porn for him.
That they, oh Lord, they had some beautiful kebabs in there.
They really did. My and Chris,
they
I know
did.
You don't. They no, they really did.
I'm sure they did.
And Chris, I know you don't eat meat, but. Their filet is the best filet in town. Without a doubt, it
that's
is
what I've,
the f-
that's what I've been
best
heard.
Cut.
I've had barbecues, and people have gone and picked up some of the like free-range meaty products from there, and I heard they're very good.
No, they're excellent. So anyway, that's our plug for Whole Foods. They're not giving us any money yet, but anyway, go there. But
then on the our sponsor.
We have
right.
a cookie.
Yeah, and so on the way out, we bought a cookie, because that's really
oh,
all
aren't those cookies awesome? Money.
Well, mine was.
He did say cookie. Hello.
Yeah, Big Fatty. I didn't think yours tasted so awesome though. Like I thought it was.
What
it
kind
was
did he get?
Baked.
I got the Metamucil.
Well, right.
He had
the
peanut
extra
butter.
Fiber. Yeah, their chocolate chip ones are really the best. I think.
Oh man.
I had the chocolate chip espresso bean, and she was incredible. And I ate it all, and then I finished Big Fatty's. So, but he was driving. He was busy hoisting.
Now, was that before or after you broke your camera?
That was before. So, what happened was... if you guys go to the Flickr page for littlefatty.com, you'll see the photos I took today.
Oh, did the one you took this morning come out?
No. I tried taking one of the skull from behind as I was kind of moving with the flash off so she wouldn't notice. Yeah, it backfired.
It ruined.
Yeah, but
thanks, Skull. Oh Lord.
Oh, great. But
and gentlemen, the sound of children is coming from extra special Chris.
Actually, this one might be better.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Ladies and gentlemen, that number at extra special Christmas house is 1-800-PEDOPHILE. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, but so we went around town and just took some photos on coal mine time of Charleston and what's going on in Charleston and like the bridge coming down and one of the big hotels being gutted and remodeled, that sort of thing, which may not interest you at all, but we took photos of it and they're up on the Flickr page.
Yeah. Now, where is that that hotel? Where is that at?
It is police
station.
It is. It's on Lockwood Drive, which is,
I believe that part is Boulevard.
Lockwood Boulevard, excuse me. It's what the street that the Battery, like Murray and Rainbow, you know, in the East Bay.
Okay.
It's that street. It's just further up. But it's a big hotel. It's been like a Radisson and a Sheraton and everything else.
Is that
and
like then, that's kind of near like where the
police station is?
No, the Coast Guard thing?
No.
It's up the street.
Isn't the Coast Guard like at the end of the Battery?
Yes,
right,
but
it's
then
at the other end.
Yeah, no, but that street continues and goes and goes and goes up the side of the peninsula.
He's telling you the wrong thing.
No, I'm not. The Coast Guard station where he's talking about is... Anyway, our listeners don't care. Chris, you're correct, but just pretend that street doesn't dead end and the Coast Guard station isn't right there. On the other side of it, it keeps going. Coast Guard station. Like, if you go up and make your way around the block and then come back...
But the street does end and the Coast Guard station is there. So.
Right, but then you get back on it and it goes on up. It goes up towards, like, Riley Park, where the baseball field is, and all that good stuff. I don't know.
Baseball field? Baseball
yes.
field?
Baseball field.
Yeah, they have hot dogs there. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what
Actually,
would it
they
be?
They have vegetarian things there, too, didn't they?
They have a whole place for vegetarians to eat. They do. They don't exclude you guys. But anyway,
well,
we did
you.
That, and my point being, it's on the website. If you want to go see a lot of bad photos. And then if you'll notice, the last ones we took were the Cooper River Bridge, and you'll notice that near the end is a big black spot on the photos. And that's because a pebble flew up from the goddamn road, and I heard it hit, but I didn't think it had hit the lens, and scratched the lens. So, anyway.
Bum, bum, ba, bum, boom.
Yeah. So the camera is ruined.
You're supposed to play the poopy music.
I can't.
You can't?
No. I can't play.
You haven't put it on your musical typing?
I can't do musical typing on the iMac.
Really?
Mm-mm, it won't work.
Does it get ruined?
I guess the processor isn't strong enough. Yeah, it won't work on the iMac.
I can make effects for you, as you may have noticed.
Right. Yeah, you're good at that. So anyway, that's what we did today. That was kind of exciting. We went down to the aquarium wharf area to take some pictures of the bridge from there, and that's where we found the world's largest bag of popcorn, which Big Fatty took a picture of beside.
Did he eat it?
I'm not sure. Did we lose him from the Skype?
He's still there. I thought I heard his phone ringing a minute ago.
He's probably put us on hold to answer the phone. Big
I'm
Fatty, you
I
might
take a phone call.
I was right.
I was like that ass.
One of the Trident Knights had back surgery today. So I was getting the report on how that went.
I hate it when the horror has bad backs.
Right.
Hey, Big Fatty, we were just talking about you taking your photo in front of the world's largest bag of popcorn by the IMAX.
Oh, it was fabulous.
But you did have on black, and I heard that's slimming.
It is slimming, and I dipped myself in the extra butter.
Of course you did.
We walked by that bag of popcorn, and I knew it was coming, and sure enough, hey, Larry, do you want to take my picture in front of the bag of popcorn?
Is that going to be the show art for tomorrow?
I could be. Ooh, sure. Okay. Now that I'm using the Flickrs and I love it, and the iPhotos, which I love as well.
I was going to say, I hear you're using the iPhoto now.
I am.
Didn't you have a sexual experience with it last night? By the way, Chris, I noticed you weren't on last night's show, and neither was I, and Larry put himself to sleep on it.
Was there a lot of yawning?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there was one point where I thought I was going to have to pause it. I couldn't stop yawning so bad. Oh, it was terrible.
sweet Lord. I mean,
well, I'm sorry. Larry gets tired.
I almost felt like I was in the cab of the gay trucker.
I somehow think you would have felt a little differently in there, but, you know. Jesus. Chris, Chris, what were we talking about yesterday? Not the free Wi-Fi, but we were talking about something that I wanted to talk about. Now I can't remember what it was.
Me?
No, Chris.
No.
Oh, never mind. Oh, good. Maybe it's some kind of capacitor or something, or some kind of shortcut in Banjo Band or something.
No.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Geek Minute.
No, it was not geeky.
Isn't your colon tickling you?
Can you even feel the tickling anymore?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he can. Thank you.
Okay.
He's numb to it.
Hey, Big Fatty said, the place I'm thinking about living in the Mount Pleasant, if my first option doesn't work out.
Mount Pleasant? Fancy.
Shut up.
It ain't.
What? What do you mean it ain't? It's a nice place. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Straightville.
Whatever. I've lived there for many years before. But how about
I've been there.
Well, you have a good friend. We both have a mutual friend who lives there.
We do.
Most people refer to it as Mount Copacetic.
Well, you know what? It's right at the base of the bridge, and it's quick to get to.
And you can break your camera.
Right. but anyway, how about it's walking distance to Whole Foods?
Excellent.
And that Japanese restaurant where we had lunch.
It's walking distance to Whole Foods. That means it'll be a short drive.
Exactly. Just because it's walking distance doesn't mean bitch is walking.
Well, no, so we're talking about that today. We're driving around town this morning, and I'm like, you know, Big Fatty, there are lots of places I could live. And then I'm like, he's like, oh, you should look at Sergeant Jasper, which is this high rise right there on the Battery, right at the end of the Battery, right by the Coast Guard station. And I was like, yeah, but it's downtown, but it's not within walking distance to anything. Like, maybe you could walk to Club Pantheon. What's that? No. Oh, God, no.
That'd be a long walk to Pantheon, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. Yes. I mean, it'd be like a 30-35-minute walk, which it's walkable if you really had too much to drink. And it's a completely safe neighborhood all the way, except for those projects, right? If you have to avoid them. But, but I mean, other than that, like, it's a very nice neighborhood. And I'd feel very safe walking through there at night. You know what I'm saying? But it would take forever. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not going to pay that much to live downtown if I still have to drive everywhere I go. Like, the only good thing would be to get to the coal mine. You just hang a right out of there, and it's like probably less than a mile. Well, no.
Oh, I mean, he can walk to it. Ain't gonna.
No, hell no, bitch. Because you know why? I'd have to cross some major intersections.
No, bitch.
Yeah, can I get a hell no, bitch? So,
anyway. I had that in digital form.
But, yeah, so we were looking. So, I can't decide. And then I'm like, well, I could live in one of these places back here close to the Pantheons. But I don't like to go to Pantheons. So,
cha-cha.
Like I said. Yeah. I don't need reason to want to start going to the Pantheons either. Oh, Lord. So, I don't know.
What am I supposed to do with this file, Big Fatty?
I sent the wrong one.
Oh, Lord. I'm glad y'all have enough bandwidth to be sending files around while you're on the multiple Skypes. My computer is like got a fan blowing on it. It's not. She just ain't doing well over here.
She's very much like you. Fat.
Me. So, what can you say? I don't know. Is there anything else important that we need to discuss? I don't know. I just feel like we should have some sort of substance.
We could get an update on Rats for Pets. Crap. What was it?
I
saw something about rats? There was somewhere I was that I saw something about Rats for Pets like a couple days after we had that conversation, and I was just totally excited.
course you were.
My two rats are back here at the Vader family condo.
How's that going?
I'm hoping to get a full night's sleep in at some point within the next 2 weeks. But, I mean, do your dogs...
That's why I'm not at the gym.
Hmm? Yeah. I mean, do your dogs, like, get up in your face when you're sleeping and, like, tug on your ear or, like, no?
No, they my dogs are so lazy that I have to wake them up in the morning.
He has to stick his leg under them and hump them with his leg. They're so lazy.
Right.
Hello, is this on? Hello?
Never mind.
Bugaboo, otherwise known as Bilbo to everyone around here.
Bugaboo.
That's kind of how he is. He's like, bitch, I'm sleeping. If you could get back to me in like an hour when you put the food out, that'd be great. Yeah. Yeah. But Rosie, otherwise known as Bugabette, a big fatty.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
What the hell was that?
Well, the first time I tried typing, but I had musical typing turned on, so it started playing everything.
Oh, Lord.
And the second time iTunes started playing, it's just all ruined.
That's nice. That's hot. What's blinking? I've got something jumping down here on the dock. What the hell was that?
Oh, Lord, look out. Oh, Lord. So Chris, y'all are up to number 22 on your podcast?
We are.
I'm telling you, y'all will be at 50 before I die.
Well, maybe. Depends on how much ham you eat.
Right. Speaking of ham, I've got some in the refrigerator from my mama's house. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh,
of course you do.
That's exciting. I love some ham. So has anyone listened to any new good podcasts lately, like that we don't talk about normally?
Well, I can tell you that the Porn Star Chat, you know, they had the one episode. It's gone.
Oh, nice. Really?
And you know, one from the Cousins Queer and.
Right. You know, there was going to be another one last weekend. I don't know if you remember that comment being made.
Why, no?
And there wasn't, Patrick, where are you, Cousin Patrick?
Hello! Hello. Always goes, okay, I'm just doing a quick podcast today to tell you that I'm going to do a really good one tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes.
Well, except I do long podcasts today to tell you that it's going to be better tomorrow and... It's not usually, so.
Right.
I don't know what to say about that.
Oh. Well, you know, this one is beginning to suck real loud.
Well, I am out of material. I just have all these things during the day to talk about, and then I forget.
Did you not have a skull update or anything?
I didn't see her today. I mean, we were gone from.
Real loud, I want to hear a hell yeah bitch, okay? One, two, three.
And then there was nothing.
That's how I want it to be one Saturday night at the Patrick's. like, she's like, I want to hear a hell yeah. I bet you everyone just looks at her. I'm like, Of course, now everyone's like, hell yeah, bitch. And are all jumping around because they just think it's funny. So, anyway.
So, do we not get the big fatty intro song tonight then?
You do. No, it's already in there. I just, y'all can't hear it. You can't hear my sounds, can you?
We can't hear it. What happened is you can't hear it.
You need some fancier audio hoistings.
You can play it again right now if you want to.
Yes,
I can, but I don't have it.
Yeah? Oh, Lord.
Huh?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is this thing on? Hello, I feel like...
That's what happens when I try to use the musical typing.
Oh, Lord.
Bum, see, y'all didn't hear that, did you?
No.
I don't hear shit.
You've got to do some fancy audio hijacking to make that work.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Technical Minute. Here on the
Okay, well, we need to wrap this up. So, and then I'm going to have to sit down and come up with things to talk about because...
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, I feel like I've been talking too much about our personal lives, and that's not
good. Hey, Chris, is it cold over there?
Big, fat in the city.
Oh, Lord.
PB&J.
That's old.
PB&J. Find me a buffet. Find me a buffet.
Lord, you need that's to discard we keep some things, of those things.
We keep things around here at the Extra Special Studios.
Like I say, we need to get some fiber in that studio.
Oh, Big Fatty, before we go, do you want to tell everyone what happened to your colon when you thought your computer died yesterday?
When I what?
Thought your computer had died yesterday.
Oh, it just very, very normal. It just opened up and discharged.
Kind of like your colon.
That's what happened. That's what we're talking about. And I'm just glad it happened in your office.
Right. He just sits down, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, did you do anything important today? Well, yeah. Have you backed it up yet? Well, no. But we were able to resolve that issue by what I was. So, anyway.
Hey, I got an e-letter.
Oh.
But I noticed that Big Fatty's e-letter address is still not on the website.
Well, you can find that at extraspecial.us. Anyway, what kind of e-letter did you get?
I got another e-letter from North Boy.
Oh, so did I.
And, oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Bentheim was better.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what did yours say?
I'm not going to read on here.
Oh.
He's just reminding me that he is no flash in the pan.
Oh, Lord.
What's that supposed to mean?
And his jewelry was a 4-gauge.
Oh.
You
can't see the horrified face I'm making.
Well, I think it's probably similar to the one on the website.
Nor can you see the horrifying face that most of our listeners are making at this point.
I'm still waiting for naked pictures of Howard.
I just got an e-letter from Howard just a couple of minutes ago.
You got an e-letter from him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Chris, check your e-letters.
Mom?
Yeah.
Hey, and we want to send out the the big shout out to Woody over there in England.
I was just getting ready to say, Woody, how come I didn't get a response to the e-letter I sent you, first of all, bitch? And secondly, I do want to apologize for not saying, I remembered, but I didn't talk about it specifically on the Little Fatty Cast because I didn't think Woody was a listener. But that Woody lives in England. He lives near London. And, so, of course, I want to see you, Woody. And, no, I was just kidding about... Are you okay?
No, go on.
I don't want to talk about that on the air, but now you know.
No, that wasn't going to be what I was going to talk about. But,
oh, okay.
He's just going to talk about his Woody.
That, too. No, I was going to say, I was listening to... last night when I was at the gym, I was listening to you two, and... You were blaming me for giving away the secret vacation?
Yes, you and John were just like blah 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 blah.
Me.
I wasn't
talking about that.
London.
Did we talk about? No, I thought we just talked about my Austria thing.
London. No, you talked about London.
Are you sure?
Yes, because Big Fatty comes
back
in.
Bitch, go back and listen to your own podcast.
I may have to.
Yeah, hello. So Big Fatty comes strolling into my office the next morning. So, you're going to London, huh? And I turned around. I was like, hey, how told you that?
I don't know. I don't think I...
Yeah, you did. I heard you. It's okay. I don't care.
I was just surprised because, like, I... Oh, okay.
No, you didn't specifically say...
I'm usually not that old and forgetful.
Well, you never specifically said, hey, me and Larry Vader and Omar and John are going to London, but... John was like, and I heard that we might be going to London and blah, blah, blah. That's all that was said. And you were just like, okay. So, anyway.
You can't pull one over on Big Fatty unless it's covered in ham and you can pull it over.
Yes. But No. Oh. So, anyway, Woody, you are very much on my list of people to see in London, and I hope you're going to go to Fats and Smalls with us or somewhere good. So, anyway,
I suggested where was it? Old Compton's. Or
Old Compton's. I've been to Old Compton's.
Old Compton
before.
Street.
No. Well, there is a bar on Old Compton Street called Compton's. So,
I like. Have you ever been to the Yard?
Hello. Name one Miss Horty hasn't been to.
Of course, right.
Ahoy.
Actually, the Yard was the very first gay bar I went to in London. So
really,
mm-hmm.
My first one was the GAY pub.
Oh gosh, that's that one's scary.
Scary.
How about
all
the
twinks?
Oh well,
yeah.
I like them.
They're not all twinks.
No, you're right. They're not.
Who his husband is now? He loves the twinks.
Me?
Yeah.
Because John is such a twink.
It's like, what?
He's a twink. I know he is. I know your type. I have it all figured out.
I'm sure you do.
Me.
When I think
for the
twink,
love of God, start the music.
The music's already started, fat ass.
Okay.
Anyway, I have a feeling.
I don't like not being able to hear.
I don't either, but anyway.
I have a feeling that this London trip will get real interesting when all of us go out with iRivers, cameras, and booze.
I don't think I'm going to bring my. I don't think I'll bring my camera. Well, I guess I could bring the little camera, but I wouldn't.
You forgot the most important thing. You forgot the most important thing to take out when you go out in London.
Big fatty, we don't bring ham out with us.
No. Simon.
Well, I don't think. I think Simon may be a little afraid to meet us. I don't know.
I hope Adam Curry comes down for a visit.
Hello.
Well, we will send him the voice letter. Don't you worry.
Even though he'd never listened to the voice letter I sent before.
Maybe
well,
he did.
That was actually even the first thing that I produced in the banjo bands.
Well.
The voice letter?
Yeah, for Mr. Adams Curry's.
The Adams Curry's, yep. So that'll be fun. No, I think that all of us together can have too much fun in London, but.
You think?
At least there'll be four of us to hoist our way back to wherever we need to be.
We'll alert the bobbies.
Please don't.
I still have to figure out where to stay.
Well, me and you both.
I thought you
and
were
Omar,
staying at the Hilton.
Well, but there's like 11 of them.
Hello.
So there's
Omar,
point, yeah.
If you could please commit to going, I would really appreciate that so I could book
them. Remember, he's in the stratosphere rubbing elbows. With,
I know.
Karen
Megan
Walker.
Mullally. Yeah. So he called me very giddy today, and I would have probably just passed out if I'd gotten to do that.
Because you're fat.
Honey, what's going on with the hair?
Honey, what's with that tie?
You know, he was worried about the tie.
Honey, what's with that tie?
What's going on? What's this all
Who's
about?
Getting iChat IMs? I can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, God, start the music. Okay.
All right, so Big Fatty, how do we get in touch with you if we would like to?
Well, maybe one of these days my name and e-letter address will be on the website, but maybe not. And until then, you can reach me at Big Fatty, that's BIGFATTY at littlefatty.com. And obviously, I am on the Skypes from now and every now and then, and that is The Big Fatty, that's THEBIGFATTY. Or you can come to the Charleston Boat Show this weekend, and Big Fatty will be there.
Is that near the Charleston Ballet Theater?
No, Charleston Boat Show, CBS. Catch the brightest star, CBS.
The Star Boat Show. That was last weekend, I think.
How do you have a boat show in Atlanta?
We've got a big-ass lake.
Oh, he's a lake. Okay. Good to know.
And they have an assload of people that have more money than sense.
That's true. Welcome to Charleston. Okay, well Chris,
and that's what makes for fun weekends.
Hello.
Right. Chris, where is your home on the internet, on the www's?
You can find me over at theextraspecial.us. And I have the e-letters at chris@extraspecial.us.
Speaking, okay.
Speaking of the WWWs, I know you may not have heard the news. The WB and the UPN are going to merge.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh.
Yes, okay. We did hear that.
It's going to be called the CW, I think, or something like that. And, you know, normally CW refers to an uncut penis or a covered wagon. But, So anyway, watch your favorite shows on the CW.
Well, I don't watch TV, so. Anyway. All right, well, I'm Larry at littlefatty.com, and you guys know how to get in touch with me. And don't forget to call the voice lettering line at 206-339-6FAT.
Fat.
And I guess that's everything. Send us some photos and all sorts of other good stuff. And if you live in Charleston and you have property you want to rent to me really cheap.
God.
Then send me the link to where that is.
And don't forget, the new Survivor starts. The new Survivor starts on February 2nd, and it has Skull Island on it.
And that's not kidding. So can we skip the skull?
We will be banishing the skull.
Oh,
yeah,
perfect.
Let's send her out there.
Yeah. Let's send her. Okay, guys, we'll talk with you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Lord, I got the itchy butt again.